Toy Fair, Day 3, Part 3, RTM, Podcast. This is Rob, and I'm continuing on with our Day 3 podcast. I'm going to kick it off with a little look at what Sideshow Toys, or actually Sideshow Collectibles, because it's not just toys, had on display that's new. Starting out, they've got some big stuff, some cool stuff. Just quite a few things, actually, that are new. To start off with, we'll talk about Star Wars. They did show off their Mace Windu and Bespin Han Solo 12-inch figures. They also had the other ones there, the Obi-Wan and Anakin and Kit Fisto. They all look really nice. The Mace Windu looks really nice. They're going to do a great job with this. All the materials and everything looks really good. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed with this, with these when they came out, or when they eventually come out. And, if you get it and you don't like it, I'm pretty damn sure that you'll be able to sell it on eBay for more than you paid for it. So, you know, there's a bright side if you find that it's not exactly what you want. But I don't think you're going to have, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Sideshow stuff is not, they're not things that disappoint. Usually you get at least what you wanted, and usually more. But moving on from there, they're going to be doing Terminator 2 figures. Yep, they've actually got the Arnold likeness. They got the rights for Arnold, and they're doing him and Robert Patrick as the T-1000. They're going to do a version, exclusive version, that's got for Robert Patrick that has hooks instead of hands. And they're definitely looking into doing. It's going to start out with kind of a uninjured, you know, kind of a virgin Arnold. But eventually they want to move into different kinds of battle damage or different versions of the Arnold Terminator from there. But it's going to be Arnold. And what more needs to be said? They're also doing a half-size Terminator 800 endoskeleton replica from Terminator 2, the prop replica. And, oh, yes, they're doing the teeth. Well, I should say more than the teeth, as in Jaws, the shark from Jaws. It's going to be Bruce the shark. It's going to be a maquette of it. It's rather large. It's a big shark. It's based on drawings and information from the shark that they actually built for the movie. So it should, you know. And one nice thing about this fish is that when you put it on your wall, it doesn't have a button underneath it where it sings. And that's just definitely a bonus, because anybody who's walked through a mall at Christmas time has just heard enough of that. They're also going to be doing Reign of Fire. They're going to do a dragon bust maquette of the dragon from Reign of Fire. And Reign of Fire is the movie with Matt McConaughey. Don't get it confused with The Ring of Fire and Johnny Cash, because we're not talking about the Man in Black. Although, I guess since Christian Bale was in Reign of Fire, and he's Batman, he kind of is the Man in Black. But anyway, don't think too hard on it. They've got they also debuted their Final Battle Scarface talking 12-inch figure. And that's definitely, Scarface is just, wow, what can you say? It's Oliver Stone probably coked out to the max right in that. And it's just a fun movie, because anytime you look at someone like Al Pacino, you go, Cuban. Oh, yeah, he's Cuban. Yeah, I'll buy that. But actually, Scarface is just a fun, cool movie to watch. And also, they had Legolas, the 1/6 scale Legolas from their Lord of the Rings line, who looked, well, like Legolas. Now all they need is a little Gimli. And they actually said they're working on the Frodo body. They're working on a body for the smaller hobbits. And what will probably likely happen is they're working on the design, they're getting that, but some of the articulation is going to be lost. It's not going to be as articulated as the 12-inch figure. And part of that's driven by the fact that as a smaller figure, it's your joints and arms and things to get are closer together, so it doesn't make sense to leave in all the articulation, because some of it becomes more redundant. So there will be some changes in that body, but other than that, you know, they will be eventually doing some hobbits and different size figures. But they did have a Frodo on display, and that was a 1/4 scale Frodo, which, you know, when he's standing next to the 1/6 scale figures, he looks like just a little too big of a Frodo next to him. But they'll scale him right when they come to do him on the 1/6 scale. They also had a 1/6 scale Angel from Buffy. They had a new premium format Buffy. She's kind of looking like a go-go dancer a bit, and it's 1/4 scale, so she's much bigger in every way. Just to make a little correction there, the Angel, yes, he was on Buffy, but it's from the Angel license, so it's not, you know, just from a guest appearance on Buffy. Also, they have a couple more things in their Marvel lines. One of the really cool things I saw is the next in their Marvel Archive set. And that's going to be Captain America's shield and mask. And it's going to be similar to the way that the Thor's hammer and helmet worked. It's got the mask of Captain America. It goes on a peg on top, slides into that, and holds it on there. And then there's the shield, which is very, very heavy and does even include the straps on the back. So it's well done. It looks really nice, and I can't wait till that comes out. They also have the Wolverine Marvel Comiquette, which is a really awesome-looking Wolverine in his yellow tiger suit outfit. You know, he's one guy in yellow spandex you really don't want to make fun of. And they had a premium format Spider-Man, large-scale, 1/4 scale Spider-Man, who actually fits in quite well with their large-scale Green Goblin. So if you happen to have the Green Goblin, then getting the Spider-Man, you can make a nice little display with both of them together. And in addition to those, they had the life-sized Alien Warrior bust. I know you're thinking lifestyles, maybe we're taking on a little extra sponsorship through here. Well, you know, I'm telling you right now, we wouldn't be advertising lifestyles through our website because I just don't think we get the sales we wanted. I don't know. You can figure out what that really means. They've also got a... And speaking of prophylactics, they've got a couple of new Arlie Ermey figures. One of them is a U.S. Marine Corps t-shirt on, yelling, of course, because that's what he does. And the other one is Gunnery Sergeant Ermey with his dress uniform, which actually looks pretty sharp for a Marine. Then they've also got their potentially last Jason figure, which is the from Friday... Jason from Friday the 13th, Part 4, the final chapter, which, of course, we know wasn't the final chapter because there were chapters after that. So, Jason, it's final chapter Jason, who will probably be the last of the quarter-scale Jasons, unless there's more Friday the 13th, but that was the final chapter, so it's all over, right? Or is it? Well, that's the question, because Jason seems to be immortal. But what's cool is he's going to come with a... machete that you can stick on the side. If you remember the old Steve Martin arrow through the head trick, they're gonna have a little machete you can put on the side of his head, and it'll be sticking there. So it'll just be cool. I mean, what's cooler than a guy with a machete sticking on the side of his head? I mean, I'm really not sure what is. There's not much, that's for sure. But in addition, along the lines of horror, they're gonna have the 14-inch Chucky dolls, and they got a pair of them. They got a first one's going to be like a Chucky that's not all messed up. He's just a regular, you know, just a generic old Chucky. And the second version is going to be from, okay, the first one's just going to be from Child's Play. The second one's going to be Chucky from Bride of Chucky, which means that he's going to be a little beat up. He's going to be a little scratched up. He's going to be a little beat down. But you know what? That's what happens when you get married. You just get beat down. Let that be a lesson to you. And that's pretty much the extent of the stuff that Sideshow had there that was new. And by the way, that gigantic Graboid maquette looks really cool from Tremors. That's all I got to say. It's cool. Now all you need is some Kevin Bacon and it'll be perfect. Graboids and bacon, that sounds like the Breakfast of Champions. But Additionally, Sideshow is also doing some distribution for some other figures for some other companies, and those would be Hot Toys and Metacom. For Metacom, they're going to be distributing the Saw puppet. If you've seen Saw, you know, you remember there's a little puppet in it, and that's what they're doing. So, yeah, I didn't really need to explain that. If you haven't seen Saw, the Saw puppet, hey, check it out. Go on Google and type in Saw puppet, and you can check them out. But there's also going to be some Metacom. They've got Star Wars Super Deformed figures, which are pretty cool looking, and the Marvel 12-inch figures that Metacom did, the Real Action Hero guys that are just really, really cool looking. Well, they're going to be importing those. In addition, they've got some Hot Toys items, which are going to be the Aliens Marines. You got Apone Vasquez, and it's Michael Biehns, and I, you know, which one's Hicks? Which one's Hudson? I'm Hudson. I think Bill Paxton was Hudson, and Michael Biehns is Hicks, but they have those, and I'll have to double-check on whether it's, I'm pretty sure it's Michael Biehns' guys, the third one, but I might be wrong on that, so let's just say it's Vasquez, Apone, and one other guy, because that just covers everything, and also 14-inch model kits for Alien vs. Predator and Rambo. That's right. Who needs something besides Rambo? Rambo's awesome. If you grew up in the 80s, you know Rambo kicks ass. That's really all there is to it. But they're going to be helping import that. They've also got some bobbleheads for Terminator 2 of the T-1000 and T-800. And I kind of want to jump back a little bit now that I just remembered something, because I can do that. It's on the T-1000, which is Robert Patrick's character from Terminator 2. They're also going to have little put-on, like the bullet splash marks when he gets shot. And he's got the little foil cones from where the bullets have gone in and out. They're trying to figure out exactly how to do that, but they're planning to include that with the figure. So if you get those, you're really going to dig it. And I guess I'm going to actually... looks like I may have one more chapter to this, because... Well, Sideshow's just got a lot of cool stuff. So, see, we're just changing things left and right. We can't be consistent if we try, except our inconsistency is actually what's consistent. Aha. There's words of wisdom in there. And remember, you can't get a pearl if you never go and dive for one. And that's enough wisdom for today. So that ends part three. And part four won't have too much more on it. We'll have a little bit from Monogram and some information from Limited by Cass. So stick around and check out part four. Oh, and Connects also. I'll throw them in on part four. And that should be it for day three. So stay tuned for that part.